guy doesn't fuck around.
You don't fuck around. Fuck around all around on my butt.
Yes, Maverick was a douche.
Maverick was a good dog.
Cue the roll call.
Oh, never. We shall never cue.
Welcome, everybody, to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Ichi has a very...
not so bad as before.
Incurable disease. He has...
incurable disease.
He has a cold. Horrible, horrible case of dick and mouth.
It was worse this morning. I actually took medicine. So.
It was. Your father got fucking pissed with you. You were coughing so much.
Thanks, Dad, for respecting me. I'm dying over here.
You need to be home.
Yeah, he actually said, you need to lie in bed, and then proceeded to let me remain at work.
That was nice, right?
Cough the roll call!
Roll call!
We're live!
Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Cheetah's Azeel!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster! Lightred!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster! Autogar!
Trauma Inducer! Northcaster! Saga!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Otsukare! Gentlemen, I have unfortunate news.
Don't you always?
Oh, I always do.
Are you gay? We knew it.
That's unfortunate.
It's not unfortunate.
It was expected, if we're honest. I touched all of you.
That was my first clue.
I've been touched
by you. None of that. The unfortunate news is I've grown bored. Quite bored, so therefore, I'm hijacking this podcast. And Ichi, because I feel you'll slow us down as a hostage because you're sick.
Ah! Oh, fuck, dude! Really?
Yes.
Ah!
And this time I hit the hard drive.
It's actually not on my neck now.
No, it was a ploy! Where's the hard drive, Ichi?
It's plugged into the computer.
Okay. Ah!
Hey, if that gets damaged, the Cast Ranger game is down the tubes.
All right. I'm kidding. I'm not hijacking. I'm just here to kill Gar.
All right. Put the safety on, for fuck's
whoa,
sake.
Whoa. You almost knocked a control tower
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I did it.
I'm just going to sit in the corner.
You almost knocked down the control tower.
Shit down. Anyway, so.
Welcome, everybody.
Episode 92
of Radio Sentai Cast.
Yeah, so I was right the first time last week, you asshole.
I was listening to
I
that.
I you were right.
I was listening to that, and it got to that point where you're just like, this episode is whatever. And I'm just, it's not. I'm looking at the title. No.
Wait, you actually listen to the podcast?
I listen to it every week.
Yeah, why not?
Am I the only one here that doesn't listen to the podcast after we're
I'm,
done?
I don't.
I don't listen to it.
And you call yourself our biggest fan.
But I'm already here.
I actually don't because I spend so much time putting it up. By the time it's uploaded, I don't want to listen to it. I just have to get to my other stuff.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, like I feel like if you actually help make it, and while we all do help make it, the more involved you are, the less you want to see it. Like most of the projects I've ever like worked on, I don't want to watch this again.
I just listen
to like that. You mean like that time I edited two episodes of an Abridged series, and I never wanted to fucking watch them again after I just fucking did it.
And the I still say I can't believe you haven't done it yet because those are actually funny, dude. You need to finish those.
Finish what?
Just for those who don't know,
Digimon Frontier Bridge.
Mr. Redcaster and Mr. Shadowcaster a while back did a couple episodes of Digimon Frontier Bridge. I actually did up the opening sequence for a second episode on, and I did up your company logo.
Indeed.
I'm the leader!
Yeah, that was me.
Hey, it's better than the Animaniac.
Hey.
Oh,
hey. I'm reviving that, you fucker.
Yeah.
No, but I listen to their podcast when I'm closing at work, because my one manager lets me listen to music or whatever, so...
Long story short, we don't do that at this moment, because Shadowcaster was the writer, and he's not doing any of that right now.
So, although, you actually gave me a good idea. I could listen to it in the car, because I'm like, where would I ever be that I could not watch video, but listen to audio? The car. I could listen to the podcast in the car.
So anyways, this week we are talking about Ghost episode 18,
and
the
Ninja episode 48.
Fuck you!
And
Sel, where's that gun?
There. Safety's off.
This is for mentioning the Ninja!
Ow!
Sahing!
Oh. Riot Main Street.
And if, and the very first episode and debut of Dobutsu Sentai Zoojer.
Don't you mean Go Busters?
You know what? This needs to be on hand.
I'm just going to keep that gun tabbed.
I'm going to do that every single time.
I know you will. I have zero doubt.
Exactly. But we will get to that when we get to it. I think right now we need to talk about some ghosts.
I'm going
to
make fucking Ichi a ghost!
No! I'd be a ghost. I'd be a specter.
Guys.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. All right, let me revive him.
You don't have all the icons yet.
No. My axe.
Oh, sure.
My axe revives people.
That's not real.
What is real? Well, how the fuck did I revive Garf? He was dead for 2 weeks.
You fucking 10-second wielding motherfucker.
He wasn't dead.
He hasn't been here the whole time.
We just stuck him in a garbage bag with a bunch of garbage.
You understand. There is no Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. You're in a padded room right now. This is all part of your imagination.
Gobble gobble.
Just see the fucking doctor's just looking at me from a window. Huck?
What's he doing? Swinging an axe?
It's Morphin time!
How'd he get that?
How'd he get that in here?
We brought him in naked.
Alright,
it was up his axle.
This week's episode, I gotta say, they focused a lot more on Alan, and I liked it. Like, Alan's starting to become, like...
Shadow the Hedgehog.
No, he's the... Other than, personally for me, other than Onari and Sage, because Sage is a complete fucking mystery, and I can't wait to find out what his deal is, but... Alan's the most interesting fucking person. Takaru, fuck Makoto.
No, I still want to know all about Makoto, and we got a hint of that this week.
Think about Sage? Sagura?
I was about to say, I bet he parties with Sagura.
Wait, Sage, kind of dressed the same way Sagura. Sage is Helheim! Helheim 2.0!
He's the god of the world.
He is the god of the world!
He's the god of the Ganma world, for all we know.
You know what, the Ganma world, I actually really like how it's designed. I don't know where they're shooting, but especially that spiral staircase building. That was cool.
That was
the way they shade it all in red, too. I like the look of the Ganma world. It's simple, but it's effective.
Yeah.
It's a very nice mirror.
It was just weird how Takaru got there. Like, Himiko was just like... I really wanted to go to the Ganma world. Done.
It wasn't Himiko, though. The fact that he teleported with was weird translucent cubes.
Like he pixelated.
Yeah.
Himself.
Also, I was completely wrong. Newton wasn't running away from Himiko because he had a crush on her.
Oh no shit!
It was literally an Onari Akari kind of thing where it was like, oh, Himiko's all about faith and shit. I'm all about science. We can't intertwine.
So it was a parallel to Onari and Akari because now that those two ghost change figure sets being it together makes sense.
Yep, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna, when I get that for my birthday, I'm just gonna get them hugging each other. I'm just gonna pose them hugging each other.
One thing I read that was interesting to note was apparently the voice of all of the Parker ghosts is Tomokazu Seki.
I noticed.
Even Himiko.
That bothered the shit out of me, man!
Fucking noticed!
Thanks for spitting on my nose.
Who?
The voice Raven? Of the Moberates.
That.
Raven's favorite VA.
Raven, take the gun.
Ever.
We're just going to keep this on hand from now on.
You're welcome.
Actually, at this rate, I think I'm going to be faster.
Raven sees Komasaiseki as a fucking god.
Apparently so.
One of my favorites. The monster guy in the Tokyo Drew. Special.
The hyperbally,
he's
everyone. He's the little dude, the little puppet.
He was the puppet on fucking Schwartz.
I wouldn't know that because of you guys.
He's also like half the Showa Riders and everything.
He's like
O-Riders
Japanese
movie.
Christopher Sabat.
Yeah, they just throw him in wherever.
He's
they want.
For the deep voice.
But yeah,
the tough guy.
He's the reason why Not Raven even. A started watching Gokaiger
yeah.
and watched all of Gokaiger.
No, actually. I started watching Gokaiger because it was like, okay, this is like the anniversary thing where they transform into other Rangers. Okay, cool. I'll see the first episode at very least. Discovered immediately that Tomokazu Seki voiced the Morphers. Fuck, Jesus. I'm sticking around now.
I was going to say, though, like, it's a neat idea that one person does all of the icons. But for me, I'm sorry.
The Parker Ghost?
Yeah, sorry, not the Park. The Parker Ghost, sorry, my bad. But, yeah.
The Himiko one
doesn't work.
No, I agree.
Like,
no.
I mean, I don't know, like, what, I don't know if it's meant to be a joke.
I guess.
Well, no, it's not that it needs to sound feminine, but it needs to sound like a woman in some way.
Tomokazu Seki can sound like
they could have easily,
but
just
they didn't.
They could have easily just gotten the woman who was infected by Himiko to just voice it.
Not even that. They could have just went over to the ninja studio, and be like, "Hey, taking Kyuemon."
Yeah, can we get Kyuemon?
He mentioned a ninja again. You know what to do.
Shit.
Hold still, buddy.
Can this episode just be titled Bang?
Someone give us a count of how many times you've shot Gar this episode, please.
Ding.
Ding. That'll be the new count. Easy,
it's the Gar shot count. The GSC.
Whole stool now.
Can I just say, the best scene in this whole episode is Ellen flipping his shit as she eats the takoyaki.
Oh yeah, is that an icon? Why did you eat that?
You ate it!
You ate it? What the fuck?
Why would you eat that? Which leads to the belief, so there are no octopus in the Gundam world.
No, and then Alan's
no,
like,
just there are no orb-shaped food.
And Alan's
who knows if they even eat?
No.
You know, wait, sorry. That reminds me. You know Superbad? You know how many food is shaped like balls? The best kind!
Oh my god, Gar's laugh scares me sometimes.
I'm sorry.
No, and then there's just the scene of, like, Alan just looking at, like, different, like, people, like, an old couple and stuff, and he's just like, alright, kill. They must die. They must also die. Everything I'm just looking at, die, dead, dead, all dead.
All slain. He really reminds me of Shadow the Hedgehog.
I can see
He is Shadow the fucking Hedgehog!
Oh, hey,
Alan! No, Alan and Takaru are literally
Sonic and Shadow. Vegeta and Goku.
My god.
Tropy and Troper.
Ryuki and Ryuga.
Ichi and Lane.
Nah, I see Cell and Lane.
So, let's talk for a brief moment about motherfucking Necrom Sanzo Damashii. Okay, so I think Necrom's forms have had a fairly even spread of design quality. Necrom's normal form is alright, passable. Grim Damashii, pretty fucking badass. The only word I can use to describe Sanzo is...
Garlet.
God, it looks...
I don't know much about Sanzo as a character, whatever. Why is it an animal thing?
I don't know that one. I don't know.
Raven, do you know?
I'm not 100% sure myself on that. I'm not sure who it is myself. Okay. But
he's a monk!
I recognize the set of animals...
There was a monkey. There was a lion.
Yeah.
There was a
kappa.
Genjo Sanzo, the priest.
Okay.
Is
now
official...
you've got it on Wiki. Go ahead, finish my sentence.
never mind. I got the wrong person.
I don't know why. Maybe this is just me, but just looking at Sanzo Damashii, it feels like it should be voiced by Tim Curry.
Yes, icons.
Oh yes, I'll get all the icons. Talk about.
Oh god.
The animals aside, though, I like the white. I liked how it looked like he was wearing robes, and the crown was actually kind of neat. Do you know what I thought was going to happen, but it didn't, unfortunately? So the thing on his back, right? The star or whatever
it is? The sun chakra.
Yeah. Do you know what I thought was going to happen? And this would have been so cool. Like, because you see it fly off. I thought what was going to happen was him and it would fight independent of each other. Like, double team.
Oh, I know what you mean.
That would have been neat.
I was expecting it to just fly up and fucking solar flare. It is the fucking Sun King or something.
Solar flare!
Shot of Dodora and panties.
Yay.
No, I like Sanzo Damashii. I thought it looked really cool. Yeah. And then, Necrom Spectre was awesome.
I like how he, like, charges up his Hisatsu and then they just fucking run off screen. I'm like, isn't your foot still charged? If you tap someone's shin, you're gonna set them on fire!
No, like, he just, like, he walks out, and you just see Ken, like, oh, ninja!
There was one line that kind of bugged me, though. It's like, Makoto Nisa. Like, Makoto, my friend?
Nissan means brother.
I'm gonna hate you, because he's called him that the entire fucking series.
Yeah, I don't think she has once referred to him by name. She has always been saying Nissan.
Damn it, Garth!
I thought he was talking about Takeru.
It's just like, wait, so you didn't, you knew where my brother was all along? Yes.
Yes.
I will help you find him. Like,
spoilers.
And then he's just like, we might not find him, though.
Yeah.
You never know.
But probably not.
Oh, what was also really weird was apparently, like, yes, they never age. So when, like, Makoto and Kanon arrived in the Gamma World, just Alan was how we see him now.
And yeah. Apparently he had a sister.
Oh, yeah, he has a sister. Yeah, they don't have a sister. That's pretty cool.
If you grow from an eye, I guess, you know, there's everywhere to go but up.
Oh, and the Takoyaki lady was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, I'm 75. I'm way older than you.
I am twice his age, so he's 150. That makes him born around 1866.
You know, I don't know why, but I found that
demigod, I am the oldest person in this room.
You know,
well, they were outside.
I found that old woman to be delightful.
Oh, yeah.
She was sweet.
She's fine.
You know what she reminded me of?
I hope she doesn't die.
You know what she reminded me of? This is weird. When I was in Taiwan last year, I went to a night market with food, right? And of course, I had to get actual octopus balls. Delicious, by the way. And apparently, this woman was super impressed by me. For what reason, I don't know. I think it was just because I was white. And I'm, like, 2 feet taller than everyone in that country.
You eat like we do.
Oh. No, I refuse. I refuse to touch the frog egg jelly.
Fair.
That's the one thing I wouldn't eat.
You know who she reminds me of? She reminds me of a wizard, the donut people. Jesse and James.
No.
What?
I don't know their actual names. I always just call them Jesse and James.
She was the creepy... lady of indeterminate gender was just referred to as Tencho, which is
okay. I found out Sanzo's origin.
Right. Regale us!
So he's based off of a Buddhist monk named Xuan Zhang.
Okay.
Was a Chinese Buddhist monk, scholar, traveler, and translator who described the interaction between China and India in the early Tang Dynasty. Born in what is now the Henan Province around 602, from boyhood he took to reading religious books, including the Chinese classics and the writing of ancient sages.
That's cool.
So, yeah, he was like a monk who traveled.
Interesting. It doesn't say anything about animals or anything? Like, was he one with the animals?
Let me see.
Squeak and squawk and bark with the animals!
I don't know what he was writing.
I really am glad I brought this.
Yeah, so am I. While you do that, let's talk about Igor and how he's got a goddamn prototype Mega U loader.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He uses Gunma icons.
Nice.
That was badass. I hope they release
that. I have to rewind that. Just like, wait, what? Is this happening?
They better fucking release that because I want it.
Knife. He's going to be the crazy one.
Yeah.
He's the crazy one.
He's literally a monster version of Ghost.
Chevelle is the calm.
By the way, apparently with recent materials, they confirmed that Javert's name is actually supposed to be spelled Javert, like from Les Mis.
And I'm Javert.
Because Javelle, Igor, Adonis, whatever, literature and mythology.
Mish, master.
The subtitles don't even know what they're... Anyway.
Subbers are subbers. They make mistakes.
I still don't know what the fuck Alain is about, but I refuse to acknowledge that.
Yeah, the subbers started going
hiring.
And if anyone thinks I'm being stubborn, then I point you to TV Nihon, who is still referring to Zuoger with a J.
Ooh. Hey, they pronounce Kyoriger with two U's.
Ew.
Oh, okay. This guy wrote, like, stuff about his travels and stuff, which was inspired to make the novel Journey to the West.
No way!
Yeah.
Which is what I was going to say earlier, because I looked at the set of animals.
Oh, God! It makes all of the sense.
There you go. So Sanzo Damashii's literally a Journey to the West reference.
Oh, my fuck.
That's amazing.
Doesn't make
it less obvious. Does anybody else notice the kappa on his back?
Yes.
It was highlighted by the camera.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
Journey of the West. Dragon Ball.
Awesome shit. So I saw the monkey, you know, it's just like...
Monkey. That's what that red thing was.
You know, this is the worst hostage crisis ever.
Yeah, when it showed the red thing, it just went...
Yeah, I got it. Thanks.
You all seem happy.
Sanzo.
What is this?
So yeah, the Himiko-Newton team-up in the Sunglass Slasher was neat.
Even though it did Mecha...
Yeah, it did Rick Amabushi, yeah. Even though that should require the Tokon Boost icon. Belt mechanics!
I'm sorry. I give it credit. I'm okay with it being sunglasses, I really am. Like, it's an anime motif, I'm fine with it.
See, I get it, but I don't...
To be fair, all those weapons are kind of dumb.
Fair.
But no, I'm sorry, it wasn't the fact that sunglasses that got to me. It's the fact that it's so big and red and square. It kind of, to me, looked like a VR32. You remember, like, the Virtual Boy?
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what all I could think was, that's a fucking Virtual Boy!
Holy shit. I know what I'm doing now.
Oh my God, what are we going to play, the worst games ever? Like Waterworld?
Mortal Kombat 3.
Well, that explains the eye thing.
I actually had one of those.
He always ruins it.
Watch Angry Video Game Nerd review the Virtual Boy. You hear that, James? I want royalties! I got you ad revenue.
Sorry, do you have some?
Yeah, Akari did some more shit. Hell, even defended Onari, which
it was
really
literally
cool.
A complete reversal of last episode's scene where one of them goes down and the other gives a heartfelt speech to save them.
I liked it, though, like, that whole little speech they, like, you know, or sorry, when Takaru realizes, you know, oh, they're actually, you know, they got each other's backs at the end of the day. They both respect each other. They just get on each other's nerves, is all.
Yeah. I like to think that Toei...
Just like all of us.
I like to think that Toei noticed people's hate for Akari. So they're like, okay, guys, we need to give her more character development.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. But Jesus, like, okay, Onari keeps getting fucked up.
Yeah, like...
Like, you saw his face wasn't healed yet.
He got his soul taken, for fuck's sake.
Did anybody else notice that one of his, like, co-workers wasn't there?
Shibuya was not around this week. Just Narita, who got fucking swallowed by the fog.
Oh, no.
He's sage.
Actually, Igor tricked me, too, because, like, they're like, oh, the knife came back. I'm like, wasn't he destroyed? And then he transfers Igor. I was like, right. That was that.
That was the perfect way to introduce that function.
Did anybody else notice the mask on the gun? Like, the scissors Ganma?
Knife Ganma.
Knife Ganma?
But yes, I noticed that mask last week.
Didn't it not look like Kamara Jam's face a bit?
A little bit. In that it was a ghost mask.
I love Igor's fucking Gamma form.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The hood and everything.
Yeah, it's literally Javera with a ghost hoodie. It's
fucking badass as all shit.
It's awesome. And a prototype Mega Uloader.
Yeah.
And then he admits, like, oh, like, I will learn from that attack. We're going to be seeing double attacks now.
Yeah.
Until he gets his final, like, mid-season power-up and kills him.
And then we'll all be grateful.
Also, I really loved that just, like, Igor's, like, kind of, like, a real prick to Alan. It's just like, why didn't you report to me? Your brother sent me. I'm not here to fucking take orders from you.
Snap! Yeah, I don't work for you, bitch!
Yeah, and walks away, and Alan's just like...
Damn.
You just got snap crackled.
Ew. So, yeah, Alan's just tired of everything.
Yo, yeah, sorry. How's this for a pop? Yes. How's this for snap, crackle, and pop, damn it? There you go.
Too much sugar.
The podcast made me look like a fool!
To everyone who's listening to this with headphones, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, to remedy that, I'm going to rub my dick on the thing. There we go. You might want to look away. It's going to get awful dark in here.
Oh, God. He's actually...
Oh, God.
There you go.
Well, nice and semi-erect.
Well, that's a scar for life.
Good.
So that's what penises look like in the future.
They're gray.
They're north.
So, guys, where do we go from now?
Animals?
No. To the zoo!
Minecraft?
Minecraft zoo. Fuck! Out of that ammo!
Out of ammo.
I
know! Shoot the animals!
Cue the animals!
Cubes?
Cube the animals!
Cubes. Don't. You want to know
something? I'll never get tired of that.
Lane, you want to know something? I thought I was going to hate that. I really did. But
so did I.
But then, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, same.
No, I watched episode one, and immediately after, I'm like, I want more! I want to watch episode two right now!
Juojer, because, well, why don't we introduce what we're doing here?
So, Are we just going to talk about the opening first?
No, let's talk. What are we doing?
So this is their new Sentai.
This is the new Sentai.
Dobutsu Sentai Zuoger.
It is an animal-themed Sentai.
40th anniversary of
40th, Sentai. Oh, yeah. 40th anniversary.
That was a very neat little 40th anniversary logo.
Yeah, with the cube.
41st anniversary. Oh. They are the 40th team.
Oh, yeah, they're the 40th team. Yeah.
Whatever. But, that is a... It's, you know, Ninja's over. Zuoger is gone.
So, you mentioned the Ninja. You know what to do.
And Cell's dead. I'm taking over the podcast.
Hi. For real, I think we are going to have to mention the Ninja a few times. So, for now, I will hold the gun at moot. Unless Gar says something.
Yeah.
Stop flinching! It's not real!
You don't know that?
Yes, I do!
It could change. Okay, so...
Zuoger.
Yes, so let's talk about the opening first, I guess.
I like the theme song.
Fucking love the opening.
It is charming.
This is very charming.
No.
Especially the animal call-out part at the start.
You know what? I watched the Zuoger opening, and then I watched the Ninja opening right after... And honestly, the Ninja opening's fucking silly, because you have them, like, they're in the dojo, and, like, you know, they're doing, like, Fuka smacks, like, fucking Takahara in the head for not paying attention, and then you just see, like, that sped up of them, like, jumping in the line, going, "Wee!" And I'm like, no, when you watch the Zuoger opening, it's fucking, like, Zuoigo flying in the fucking sky, and then that awesome thing where all the Zuogers are, like, jumping, like, they're pouncing, and then you see the animal symbols fucking behind them, and I'm just like, this gets me fucking pumped!
Here's the thing, though. I think the opening is going to change as of episode 2 onward because we've seen their human forms.
You know what?
That's fine.
Them. I give the show credit, though, that they did that.
Oh,
we've
only
seen them in their animal
their
forms
Zuman
first.
Forms?
Yeah. Their Zuman's forms, yes. Zuman. Okay, by the way, it is pronounced Zuoger, right?
Zuoger.
It's spelled with a Z.
I know it is spelled with a Z, but...
It's Zu.
Yeah, but like even back, like the Sentai they made Mighty Morphin out of, that was called Zuoranger, right?
Yes.
It's spelled Z-Y-U-Ranger.
So I think it is Zuoger.
But it is Zu, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Zu.
Zuoger.
It's like Kyoryuzin.
Yeah. So, just wanted, because you were calling it Zuoger, I called it Zuoger, so
yeah,
just making sure.
But yeah, potato, unless you're TV.
No one says potato, fuck you.
I said
no potato. One has ever said potato.
Or tomato.
I've heard tomato.
I've never...
Well, let's go make some
I have Italian people now.
Anyways, the opening was great, the song was great, I'm looking forward to the full
version. I said it earlier today to you already, Itchy, but I heard the theme, and I was just like, this reminds me horribly of the Kyoryuger theme.
And I looked it up. It was actually done by the... I'm sure we talked about it before when it was announced, but it was actually sung by the person who did the Kyoryuger ending.
Interesting.
As well as the Hurricaneer opening.
Yeah.
You know what? It would be so cool if they, like... Because, like, we're going to get eventual Zuoger versus Ninja movie, and it's going to be kind of silly.
It's the 40th
Honestly,
anniversary. It's Zuoger Tai Super Sentai. That's what they're going
to
do.
I would love to see Zuoger team up with Kyoryuger. Fucking dinosaurs and animals.
No, you know what would be interesting?
Just dinosaurs aren't animals, damn it.
No, you know what would be interesting? Zuoger versus Gowranger.
They're mushrooms.
I've got Power Rangers.
Was there another, and when I say, oh yeah, Geki Ranger, yeah. That was what I was thinking of.
But no, this song, like, sounds like what a Sentai opening should sound like.
I feel like because this is the 40th, they went a little up and beyond to make it sound a little, like, retro, but at the same time make it new.
Yeah!
Well, I mean, with fucking Minecraft theme, they have to at least stick some retro in it.
There's pixels.
Pixels, cubes, video games.
If they wanted to make it retro, you gotta put in, like,
chiptunes?
Yeah.
That'd be cool if there was some chiptune somewhere in the soundtrack.
That would be neat. So, the episode opens.
With the 40 cube, which is fucking cool.
Yeah, well, we talked about that.
Yeah.
But we meet our Red Ranger, Yamato.
Okay,
can I just...
Okay, this might be jumping the gun. Because I don't... It's only been literally one episode.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am about this Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
Oh my god, he's not a brooding bitch. And he's not a dumbass.
And he has a job! Proper fucking job!
Not just a pro. He's a zoologist!
He's a zoologist!
He's a scientist, goddammit!
He knows this shit.
No, and, like, okay, jumping to the, near the end, the episode, but I like that, like, He's like how like a old school Red Ranger should be. Like, you know, he wants to protect the planet, and he's just like brave as shit, and love him.
Yeah,
busting through.
But then, so yeah, he's animal spying, like he's doing like with a group of students and like their parents and stuff
He takes people out on like tours.
And then there's the character Mario, who honestly, I just thought of Gar so much. Like if I was
speaking of video game jokes,
if I was just out doing something, and then I just look over and just because like Mario's like in a deer costume, and I just go up to Gar, what the fuck are you doing here? Why are you wearing that?
Okay.
I'm hoping.
This is part of my training.
Not that that was a convincing deer costume, but I'm like, buddy, that's a great way to get shot.
Yeah.
Go out in the woods in a deer costume, dude.
I'm sure that won't end badly. Who are you, Peter Mayhew?
That'll end in a very Dick Cheney sort of way.
Did you hear about that? The Peter Mayhew, like, back during Return of the Jedi? When they were filming for the Endor scenes, they were filming in an actual forest, in California. Peter Mayhew, because it would be a pain in the ass to get in and out of the costume between takes, if he wanted to go between sets, he had to have an escort with him at all times, in case hunters were around and saw a big hairy thing walking through the woods.
That's amazing!
It's Bigfoot!
Exactly! Oh, the California Redwoods. Yeah, there are guys looking for Bigfoot out there.
You killed Chewbacca!
Oh! That could have, like, been the saddest thing.
No, it's this guy in the costume. No! Takes off the head. You killed the actual Chewbacca!
Or, you know what would be great? Oh, fuck. If they're like, you killed Chewbacca! Oh, my God, no! He takes off, like, the mask. Oh, shit, it was a Bigfoot.
Just Peter Mayhew's over on the other side.
Obviously Mario is the
comic relief. He's the funny one.
He's the Simuji.
He's okay. I mean, you only see him for like 10 seconds though.
Yeah.
Well, you see in the opening, you see him like he's like fiddling with like a tusk or like a antler, and he breaks it. He's just like, oh.
Remember,
shit.
People, he's Yamato's uncle.
Oh, he's his uncle.
Oh,
is he?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't catch that.
Okay, the silly uncle. I like that.
Which
That's
makes
cool.
me wonder why he calls him by name.
Yeah, some uncles. Maybe it's his more like
distant.
Not distant.
Estranged.
No. Like, you know those like family members who you sometimes call uncle, even though they're not. People
sometimes don't call by the title.
Yeah, because they're not like actually your uncle. They're just like someone close to the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess we'll probably explain that.
No, I understand where Sal's coming from.
So I like how, like, while he's doing whatever, he just, like, rolls down a fucking hill and just finds this giant Link Cube portal.
How the fuck has no one seen this? No, it wasn't that. It was, like, his thing fell out of his pocket.
Oh, yeah, the cube.
I did like that joke. Wow, this thing rolls far for a cube.
No, hang on.
You literally, if you were looking...
Cube, like, puts him in and, like, kind of opens, like a treasure chest. Okay.
And just fucking omnoms him.
Yeah, no, digitizes him into, like...
And then we get what I like to refer to as the "Here We Go" segment.
For me, it's more so Doctor Who.
I guess
just like when the TARDIS is traveling.
Doctor
Shoe.
Doctor
Shoe. So he went out and then like he lands and then you just see literally there's the other four members.
Well, they're the guardians of the Link Cube.
Who are the other guardians?
So we have Leo the lion,
subtle as fuck. Really?
Subtle as fuck.
Leo the lion?
I didn't pick up on that.
Basically, take Raphael from Ninja Turtles, make him a lion.
Oh.
Ironic, because his name's Leo.
I'll get into him in a bit.
We have Sela, or Sarah, depending on the translation.
The
shark lady. Mm-hmm. We have Tusk, the brooding emo elephant man.
Hessel.
Hey, I'm rooting for him at this point.
And, we'll talk about that later.
Amu, the tiger lady.
She's cute.
Can I just... The fucking Zooman world. Yeah. Oh my fucking
god. You mean Zooland?
Can we talk about this for a second?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Fucking... Okay, so the main four.
Yeah.
Their suits are all really cool.
I like how excited
really
you are.
Really nice and detailed.
As to be expected.
And then just every other Zooman in that world...
But,
is just like fucking high collar shirts and horse masks.
Yeah. That was like the most awkward thing where it just pans over and like these guys, and you know the horse masks we're talking about, people. The ones I love how you see at every con.
I love how the four of them are accompanied by what I can only describe as llama guards.
Yes.
Or they're alpacas.
Careful,
whatever.
Careful, they spit.
Yeah, right? No, but just even when they got to the frigging market scene.
Which is clearly fucking Rabanaster from FF12, mind you.
You know what? No. All of the fucking crappy-ass animal masks on high-collared shirts.
The pigmen!
It's like...
The pigmen!
Yes, you can tell that they're not planning to fucking go back there anytime soon.
They had
no budget for those costumes.
Oh, yeah.
There was a bunch of children running around in Halloween masks.
Oh, no, it could be worse. It could have been an escape beneath Planet of the Apes where you could, like, there were some, like, really high-class masks of, like, everybody in, like, their ape suits, and then you'd have the masks over. Mm-hmm. Where they didn't even have pupils.
Weird.
But no, guys, Zoolan, their entire foundation is built on cubes. Their buildings are fucking cubes.
Our entire foundation is built on the number 5.
Hold on.
Like humans, we use like everything in mathematics and everything is built in units of 5.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like
yeah.
and you know why that is, right?
Hi-o.
Yeah.
5 fingers.
Oh!
That's actually why.
No, can I just say, can I just assume something?
Yep.
Yes.
Sure.
Don't assume. Assume something?
Assume?
No!
You losing a toe.
As I was saying, would that make them communists? Like, would that make them Russian?
That's what you're wondering?
Well, think about it.
Is racist towards animals?
Are these animals communists?
Okay, Gar, once again.
You know, I don't think he knew this, but were you making a fucking Animal Farm reference?
Oh my god!
No, I was making a Tetris reference.
Animal Farm reference. I love that book.
Gar, I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt on that one.
That's for not.
Anyways!
But it could work as an Animal Farm reference.
Yes, but I don't think so.
Yeah, so we see the humans and whatever like that, and then, like, Yamato screams, obviously, and then Leo's just like, Aah! Just, like, loses his shit.
Everyone's clearly going to be a thing all show where he just yells shit.
Yeah!
Oh. This is a lion.
All right, yeah, you know what? I'll get into him right now. Leo is hands down my fucking favorite of the 5.
He's
like,
fun.
Loyal and loud.
Oh my god.
Loyal and loud.
Do you know what weirded me out, though?
Huh?
The fact that, like, you know, we see Tusk pimp in on an actual elephant.
Yeah! What the fuck?!
Yeah, Yamato was like, elephant riding an elephant? So there are actual animals in addition to Zuman?
What are the rules?
Oh god, I think it's fountain rules!
Cell's face right there just trying to question.
Like, what is...
Like, wait, so...
Does that mean there are cats?
Well, no.
Oh my god.
No.
I'm just going to interrupt you with Goofy walking Pluto.
Oh, there you go.
No, wait. So when they fish...
Cell is considering summoning his persona.
No,
hang on. When they fish, are they cannibals then?
That's the question, isn't it?
I should point out that actual animals eat actual fish in real world.
Well, no, because that's not even that's the thing, though. These aren't supposed to be animals. So, okay, Leo is a lion. He's got to eat meat.
Yeah.
Eat you. Just scared.
What meat is he eating?
The pigmen.
Oh.
That's why there's not that many stories.
I wonder if, like, that was a thing. Like, wait a minute. If they're animals. But it was an actual elephant. It was cool. They got an actual elephant.
Yeah.
It must have been from
neat.
I love elephants, so that was cool to see.
So yeah, so we see a bit more of Zoolan. Like, they take Yamato to, like, this marketplace or whatever like that. You know, you see, like, some panda people, which is fucking adorable. And then, like...
I hate pandas.
But you have to remember, though, like... Yes, these are, like... It's a land of, like, animal-human, like... humanoid, like, hybrids or whatever like that.
Just call them humans.
Okay, yeah. Humans or whatever. But, technically, Yamato is also an animal. Humans are animals.
Yes, as he pointed out.
Yeah, he did. That. Yeah.
Can I also point out the very obvious pun that I don't know if anyone here has realized? Zoo.
Like human?
Zoo. Zoo Man, Zooland.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It's a zoo.
He's a zoologist. Shit.
Okay, no one had said it, so I wanted to be sure we all understood.
It also doesn't need to be said that we're all breathing right now, because we know.
I'm barely breathing.
But also, we also discover that, like, the cube that Yamato has, it is, what's it called? Like,
the Champion's Cube.
Yeah, the Champion's Cube. So it's like the sign of, like, the warrior or whatever, and there's six of them.
I like how they put that out there right away, immediately hinting at the world.
Yeah, and they thought that, and Leo, like, confronts Yamato. He's like, oh, you stole this, you thief! And he's like, no, I've always had it! And he's also, like, bullshit!
I just want to point out, the person who picked up the cube is very obviously the Eagle's U-Man, because in that flashback, we saw he had a yellow gauntlet. And that's what picked up the cube.
Yes.
So, putting that out there.
What if he's the world?
I doubt it.
Yeah. That's actually something I wanted to bring up really quickly. Zoo of the World. I wonder what he's gonna look like. Like, he might be Is he gonna be a human?
I expect he'll be a human and an animal hunter of some sort.
What if he's, like, all three? What if he's rhino, crocodile, and a wolf all combined? Yeah,
that must have been some fucked up sex.
Oh, bing, man. Bong, bing, bong.
Bing, bong, bong, bong.
Raven's favorite!
Sorry, that's not my comment.
What did he spawn from?
No.
I was going to say, let me do it myself.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Okay, so let's go to the villains of the show.
I want
to
say.
Death Galleons.
I want to say, Death Galleons win.
Yeah.
Hands down over the entirety of the villains from the Ninja by the sheer fact we see the main villain.
Here's the thing. Here's the real question. Are they better than the Shadow Line?
We don't know yet. I will give them the benefit
here's
of the doubt.
All I
here's
know
the
is.
Real question.
They're fucking base is a giant space bow.
It's a bow and arrow. You get it, right?
Yes, they're hunters.
Their thing is the blood game.
Now, I know I brought this up earlier, Sal, on your point of the main villain having a presence. Is he the main villain?
I don't think they're going to do that thing.
Though?
I don't think they're going to do that thing again, though.
Kyoryuger had the same thing.
Where, like, it's, like, can we, like, I don't think they're going to try to do that again, though, where the main villain doesn't show up till the end.
Deimos wasn't their leader, that was their god.
Here's the thing. They go on about this being a game. Who are they playing it for?
Who are they playing against?
That's what they're saying. They do this for sport.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no actual boss. I don't know. That would help for the theme of it all, actually. Yeah. These are just dicks.
Space dicks!
Well, like who do they work for? Better question is, who are they playing against?
No, I
guess. Yeah, they might have other rivals.
They just go to planets and murder
everyone. I want to say, and this, I truly think this will make the show stronger.
If they're
just hunters. That's it. Not even good hunters. They're hunters that do it for sport. So this is for them.
By the way, I should point out, I realized what the name Death Galleon means. It stands for Death Game Aliens.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Who are you shooting?
Okay. Gar summoned his persona.
Persona.
Anyway. No, the villains are, They're like we said this before, but they're very interesting.
I like the blocky dude.
The block dude is cool.
Azura or whatever.
I liked how all their like mook ships were triangles.
They look like triangles.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like their ships are triangles. They use metals. They're made of metals, like fucking Greed. So the moral of the show is anything that is not square is evil. It's hip to be square.
Hip to be square.
I did it!
Can we call that the title of this episode?
I think that's what we're going to call it.
I was going to say the title of the episode should be BANG!
I was going to say, if we are making the title Hip to be Square, what we should do for the picture is have, I guess, one of the Death Galleons over the face of Christian Bale from American Psycho about to whack an axe.
No. Find the Sesame Street song. Take a screenshot of like one of the square people from the music video and just put Zero Eagle's face over it.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to have to remind me about that later.
I will.
So yeah, the other thing with the villains...
The one thing I have to say that I did like about the villains, they're mooks. The Meebas are fucking ugly.
Yeah, all mooks are ugly.
I think they're,
the crows from Tokuger were the coolest mooks of all time.
No, they're not!
Name mooks that are better than the crows.
None of
the
mooks
look. Tangas, Cogs,
Quantrons,
Stinglingers, Backlings, Cyclopops.
I didn't ask you to name all of the mooks, fuckface!
No, you asked him to name the ones that are better.
Crows were gorgeous!
Giltrids.
I just didn't like the hats. what was I gonna say? And I like, too, like, how, like, we're just doing this kind of because we're bored, and this is our 100th planet. This will be a great hunt. Although, who brought up the fact that, like, it's kind of creepy because, as far as we know, they're not here for the Zoomans. They're here for the humans.
Yeah, because that was something interesting. In this show, we have both dimension travel and space travel. Like, the Zooland is clearly a parallel world.
As far as we know, in the sense of, like, they are alien aliens.
Oh!
They could have come through another dimension.
My
God! They didn't show it.
Yeah, again, first episode.
Wait, Lane. What is it, Lane?
This is some Spider-Man Unleashed shit.
I don't know what that is.
No, okay. It was this cartoon that was on Fox Kids.
Oh.
It was that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Spider-Man chases Venom and Carnage to a second Earth that's in another dimension, and it's full of animal-human hybrids.
Oh, God.
My God, this is Spider-Man Unleashed!
Is there a man spider?
No, but...
What?
But anyways... Yes. My God, this is Spider-Man Unleashed.
No, I'm just picturing...
Actually, you know what? I know the fucking thumbnail for this episode. We're going to take a picture of Spider-Man Unleashed and Zoo Eagle's face over it.
Okay, mate. You know what I was saying?
I can't believe I didn't think of that until now.
Okay, Lane. But, yeah. So when do the villains send down... Who are the villains? We should name them.
I'm pretty sure I wrote down their names.
Remember their names.
Yeah, who's the big bad guy who turns out he's wearing a dress?
Kakashi.
Shut up.
Well, he's voiced by Kakashi.
I could have sworn I wrote their names down.
There!
Yes, okay, so the big mastermind dude with a body on top of his body is named Janice.
Like Genesis.
The clear inspired by Metal Alice female character is fucking Narya.
Which I read as Narnia right up front.
Oh my God. Genesis and Narnia. All right, we're going religious.
Is there other general named Mr. Tumnus?
I meant Spider-Man Unlimited, not Unleashed.
I was going to say, yeah.
The dude with the fucking light in the middle of his face is named Kubar. And Mr. Doga-inspired blocky purple dude is named Azald.
Oh, God.
I like that he had no eyes and he just had, like, the mouth.
Yeah, and then the monster of the week this week is clearly Woodmon with a Mega Buster. Named Jagged.
That was an evil group.
I was going to call him the Witch King of Angmar.
So, that is not the first FF12 reference on this podcast. Because Jagged's were fucking areas in FF12 that were, like, lawless. And I already said the town looks like Rabbit Aster.
But yeah, because all the other Zoogers had, like, the cubes, they got sucked into the Link Cube and back to Earth.
Because why not?
Yeah, well, because, you know, to start it, right? The plot. So they come back, and yeah, the evil tree, dead tree monster is, like, fighting, is shooting humans in the forest and stuff, setting the forest on fire.
Jesus, like, oh my God, this was nice!
Yeah. Yeah, no, just Leo's just like, he's like, is this what your planet's like? And Yamcha's like, no, it's not better than this.
Yeah, you know what, like, this would have been so hilarious and sad at the same time, where if he goes, oh my God, is this what your planet is like all the time? No,
Yeah,
a little.
Yeah, this is the darker side of us.
No, you're like, Kofin? Is this what your place always looks like? Well, no, I love it.
So hot and fiery.
Oh, is that roasting deer?
Yeah. Is this what your planet's like? Only every Sunday.
I did love the shittily superimposed deer just running across the screen.
Yeah. But then the monster accidentally shoots the Link Cube, destroying it, and they're like, "Oh, fucking great! Now we can't get
back."
Wait,
did he accidentally do it?
Yeah. He didn't mean to, but he destroyed the Link Cube.
Oh, and okay. There was a really cool moment too, where like the monster is about to shoot a person on like a mother and their child on the ground, like they're defenseless. Okay. Would never happen in a million years. But you know what I was hoping would happen?
That they actually kill him?
No.
Shoot him, please.
Wow.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you and your child right in front of
you. I'll murder you. I'll murder your face. Fuck you.
You won't.
Kill you dead.
I think it's out. Anyway. What was I going to... No. Would never happen. Just would never happen. Because it's not even the same properties. I just want a fucking predator to appear and like take out the guy, because predators, they hunt humans, but they hunt with honor.
Sure.
A predator would never kill a defenseless person and their child.
You're here, folks.
Just the person.
Only if they're armed. That's the rule.
You're here first. We want it. Stories. Zoocher versus Predator.
How awesome would that be?
Predator
would get this shit done in a day.
Don't ask me who wins. Who's gonna tell you? I ain't gonna tell you.
He just copies Leo's dingus.
Holy
just
shit!
Dinger.
Wait, Leo's got dreadlocks.
I was about to say. He's got dreadlocks. Predator.
Leo is Predator.
He is. He's a lion.
He's one ugly motherfucker.
But no, who saved the kid?
Like Yamato.
He tackled him. And there was good character development for Yamato in the first. Yeah. We see who he is. He's a brave guy. He's smart. He's a little
clumsy.
Clumsy, but I can deal with clumsy.
Yeah. He's not stupid.
Jackass. Oh my god, everything is awful.
No. To quote Red Foreman, he's not a dumbass. Yet.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's not make any.
From what I saw.
Leo and the other Zoomans aren't having it, so Leo literally just takes charge. He's like, alright guys, we gotta fucking do something. And then, for some reason, the cubes turn into the Zuo Changers. And they're like, oh wow, we must have unlocked, like, the special power in the cubes!
Which weirded me out, because I was like, wait, I thought you could already do this. Like, this is how they, because they're the Guardians, right? This is how, like, they would, like, protect, like, Zooland.
I think we're meant to assume that they were taught that when the powers were needed, they would unlock.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I like to think they just pulled... No, yeah. And then they pulled, like, some devil fruit bullshit, because as people know who, like, watch One Piece or anything, once you've eaten a devil fruit, you just instantly know how your powers work. What you can do, what you can't do,
lots of tokusatsu
are like
swim.
That.
No, you can't swim.
Sorry.
Well, water stuns you.
Instinctively
know, like, to open it, which number is theirs that has their power, and then they do the cue. So, let's get into the morphing sequence.
Oh, I loved it. Fucking great.
It
more than makes up for the fact that I'm still not too wild on the suits themselves. The helmets I like a lot.
The helmets are great.
The suits, I think, will grow on me slightly.
The clip art is still horrid. But the helmet and the gloves and boots kind of, like, even it out.
Like I said, I'm a sucker for full-colored suits, so...
But the sequence is great.
Oh my god, it's so
like, yeah, like the roll call kind of rotates.
Although I was super salt that they didn't have, like, the full animated sequence for Red.
They will,
but I was like, I want to see it.
Oh yeah, that moment where I actually realized, wait a minute, Red's Eagle... What was the Go Rangers, like, military task force called? Eagle.
also the Red Go Anger was an eagle.
I liked how, like, the animals, like, came behind them and, like, went through their backs out.
So it's like a Kyo Ranger.
Yeah, it's like a Kyo Ranger type thing.
Exactly.
And I just love that, like, as soon as, like, they transform and just, like, Leo's ready, he's just like, bring it on! Just fucking roars at the mooks. I'm just like... Fucking love this guy!
And actually stuns them for a
moment.
Yeah,
I was like, absolutely!
Like, oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Fuck yeah!
Fucking love this guy so much.
Something fell.
Yeah, and then they just instinctively unlock their power, which I like that when they activate it, the eyes on, like, their chests, like, on their animals glow, so that was
pretty
cool. Oh
yeah, their instinct awaken modes, aka super dino mode.
Yeah, so, Lion and Tiger get claws.
Wait, hold on. The lion and tiger get the claws.
Shark gets the fin.
Okay, so at first I was like, oh wait, are they all gonna, like, is it gonna be like a Gal Ranger again where they all have claws even though one of them's a bull? Because you see lion and tiger first. I'm like, oh, shark gets a fin. Wait, what's elephant gonna get? Oh god, please not a trunk. I was worried.
Giant feet.
Which was cool.
I love it.
This is not
excuse me a second.
Zo!
He's
literally Sagozo.
Oh, he's Sengar?
This is not the reason why they call me the Elephant Man.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I like that movie.
What are we going to do?
Oh, that would be scary. What?
Oh, no. Oh, no. What if Elephant Man gets the horrifying fifth leg of the elephant?
Zips off foot, as Paul says.
You know what amazes me, though?
What amazes me is the fact that I'm not even lying. Have you ever seen videos of this shit? Why would you, right? Elephants literally use their dicks as balance. That shit reaches the ground.
No, guys.
And it's prehensile!
Guys, something actually just came to mind, kind of like, now that they're, like, they can turn to human forms, I understand, but We thought Doggy Kruger putting his face in the helmet was weird. What about Tusk putting his whole face in the helmet? Just no squish.
It's not a helmet. That's his head.
Yeah, Blugar's mine.
It is definitely the same logic under which it's, Doggy Kruger operates.
It's the same. It's the same idea. It doesn't just, you know, it doesn't put armor on you. It fucks with your
physiology.
Yeah,
you become
even in Deck Rangers, they're like,
okay.
God knows Hibiki actually made.
We literally got that. Sorry, Lane. Hold on. Yep. We literally got that. The first Power Rangers ever when Shrini turned into a man.
Yeah, like I said last time, all these years, never noticed the Yellow Ranger didn't have a skirt.
Oh, I did.
Or crotch.
I just thought it was because she was supposed to be, like, the
tomboy.
The whole thing was, after watching, as I said, I'm watching Power Rangers now. Yeah, that is a suspicious crotch bulge.
Now,
boy,
we see them, like, use their, like, animal abilities, and then they start using, like, their typical weapons they have.
The Zuo Busters.
Still stupid.
Bifly.
I actually, like, the Zuo Eagle, he has, like, a sword, like, his own custom Eagerizer. Sword. I wish the other four had their own weapons.
Yeah, that's like, kind of a raw
maybe
deal.
Maybe they will, eventually.
They fucking better.
Like, I guess that's kind of, like, why they have, like, the claws and
you know,
the
you know what it might
the...
You know what it might be? Hmm? That might be like just their sidearm, and that'll be a plot of an episode. That'd be neat, actually, if that was the plot of an episode.
Oh, yeah, where they each get a weapon?
They have to unlock their
weapon.
I would
love a plot like that.
I hope they get a weapon, their own weapons. Like, I'd love to see what Leo's is.
The sword was cool. I like not their sword, sorry, that with the cube, like, I don't know, the cube unlocking was a neat idea, but it in practice wasn't that great. The Red Eagle sword was awesome.
Oh, the Eagerizer?
Yeah,
I loved it.
Was nice.
I loved how he, like, used the whip mode to, like, go around a tree.
Yeah.
We should talk about how, he turns into the red one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I noticed that he, like, used it to, like, arc around a tree, and I'm like, and you're destroying the forest.
No, and I like that, like, he turns around, so it's like, but how? He's not as human, and it's like,
humans
like,
are animals,
like us, and
too.
Yeah, he's like, humans are animals, too, and I'm like,
that was amazing.
I was like,
well, you're right.
Yeah, we're
you're
the most
right.
evolved
but
animal
despite,
on Earth.
Despite that, all of the other ones, yeah, no, we're our own animal. Suddenly, human turns into eagle.
What?
To which I say, it's probably because the eagle's human touched the fucking cube before he did.
I like to assume that the cubes had pre-assigned powers. That's why they were chosen.
I like to go with, yeah, no, it just amplifies, like,
Whatever
the
they already
should
are.
Be, yeah.
Well, to be fair, I think it originally did belong to the Eagle guy.
It did, because we saw him hand it
exactly,
to him.
So...
But wait. Hmm? How would that work, though?
What?
How would it have...
Oh. It turned into Eagle because the Eagle Man had already touched it.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Morpher, it was this...
But it still had
integral
his...
to the Morpher.
The cube became...
Yeah,
the
but they're all similar. They all could have, like, switched around.
But they didn't.
Dark, shut up.
We don't question it.
They're not going to go that deep into this.
What, Leo's one day is just going to be like, fuck it, I want to be a tiger.
He's like an identity crisis.
You're a cat, but I'm also a cat. What if, that'd be hilarious if just one episode they just tiger, or Leo and Amu just switch fucking powers.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Leo becomes a yellow tiger and Amu becomes a white lion. That'd be, oh.
My god!
Oh.
Mugu!
Zuo Eagle, he unlocks his power, the wings, and
he fucking flies around and destroys everything. It's great.
Alright, so let's get into the Zuo cubes. The cube animals.
Zuo cubes! So
I'm gonna say... Cube Lion is fucking adorable.
No, it's fucking dirt-faced.
That was the most retarded one of the set.
Don't say
it's got, for some reason, the traditional Japanese ogre face.
No, you're right, Lane. The dumbest one was Cube Tiger.
No.
It had four tiny little legs that were going...
You know, I understand...
While it had two other claws on the top that were just hucking blades.
You know what, though, guys? Hmm? I understand this is the point. We gotta sell a toy. Because, I don't know, I feel like these would make better toys.
Yeah.
The individual Zords.
And they do.
And they, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't look as good on television, though.
There's this one thing
And of course, the fucking Eagle Zord. Yeah, you go ahead and flap those shoulders.
That was the joke I made.
Flap those arms.
<He's> like, flap those shoulders.
There's just one thing I really loved about that sequence. It was all practical.
Yeah, there were practical Zords, so that was
like,
great.
Like, for once, like, there was something there.
It's been a while.
It's been forever.
Lion with its creepy Japanese ogre face just shoots face beams.
And of course, the other side of that, where Sue Eagle was flying around doing his shit.
He's got a cannon!
Most of that wasn't CG.
Yeah.
Most of that was wire work.
Yeah.
Okay, I will...
And I sit there and I go... That's smart, because now they're not blowing all their budget on the fucking CG, which means they can do it more often.
Yep.
What I love about the cube animals, though, is that they turn into the cubes, and they go, like, they roll, they fucking ram themselves into the fucking
Eagle
dudes.
Just turns back into a cube and dunks itself down a mountain, crashing into the monster.
You know what I love, though? And correct me if I'm wrong here. I loved how when the Megazord sequence activated...
the Megazord windows.
Yeah, they go through them, and then Elephant and Tiger try, but no,
they just fucking
they get rejected. Has that ever happened before?
Nope.
Where they actually they gave an explanation why only these three.
No. First come, first serve.
First come. I love
that they actually show it.
No, but did you get it? It was fucking fiery hoops, like at a circus.
Which is ironic that the tiger didn't make it through then.
But I still love...
Lion did.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not a huge fan of Zuo King, like, even still, but I just love the just... Son!
I liked it.
Knee! Itch!
Itches!
And the skewer.
Yeah,
and then just that first-person shot.
Kebab Megazord!
That's what bothers me. Where does this sword come from? Is it going to be used for something bigger later?
It's
like the power sword.
It comes from the sky.
Yeah.
I gotta say,
so
I like...
God was like, fuck it.
I like the Megazord in motion a little more than that. Okay. It's not great, but... Okay, this really came down to... I really think, like, in the boardroom, they were like, guys... Like, when they're looking at, like, the Ninja Megazords. This is too much. Scale it back.
I will say Zuo King is better looking in the show than in the toy.
Whenever I see this show now, it will always come to me. My boy's a box!
Damn you! A box!
I just found something really funny. Hmm? It's like, alright, well, this is our new Sentai, and to show off what the Megazord will look like, we decided to use the latest update. Like, the latest version of Minecraft. And there we go. And it's like, that looks perfect.
Actual Minecraft?
It's like, that's perfect. No, this is just a prototype. No, keep it.
Do you realize what this means, though? Right now, someone in Japan, maybe
is
even over here, is making Zuo King in Minecraft.
I'm pretty sure that's already happened.
Noble's probably already on it.
But think about it like that, too. Like, I mean, I'm sure everyone would like to, like, make a Megazord in Minecraft. Now they can be accurate.
You know, one thing that I was thinking about within the context of the show's canon while I was watching the Zuo cubes appear, it's pretty obvious they came to the human world, which I'm calling Hueland, because Zuland.
God damn it. It's called Earth.
Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
So
he didn't say that!
The
it's
cube,
called Earthland.
The cubes came to... excuse me. The cubes came to Earth from Zuland for... Because of reasons.
Because they can do that.
And it never occurred to them, who clearly want to go back to their world, to, like, ride their Zords back home.
Well, maybe they can't. Maybe it's like...
It's like some Time Force shit.
Maybe, like, only inorganic matter. Oh, no, wait. No! Didn't they, like... They became the little animals, didn't they?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I guess they didn't go back home.
Yeah,
then.
No, the Zuo kids came out of the Zuo changer. They summon them from the cube.
No. There are shots of them flying through Zuland, and then the screen, like, pixelates, and they're in Earth.
Okay, but wait a minute, then. What's the tiger girl's name again?
Amu.
Amu, when she's, like, she's playing with the little ones.
At the end of the episode, the cubes become miniature because
maybe it's a one-way portal.
That would have to be the answer.
But no.
Well, because the portal on the way back was blown up.
Well, and...
No, they didn't even use the link cube. They just, like, pixelated through Zoolander.
No, I know, but the fact is the Link Cube exists on one side but not the other now.
Oh, one-way portal. That would make sense.
No, okay.
One-way portal.
You know what? You know what? I'll accept that.
And the only way to fix it is to have all six. Some douchebag, a.k.a. Eagle, zoom in, took the other one.
Yeah.
And he...
Oh.
Went fucking somewhere.
And what's really clever is, for once, I actually really love, like, the default Megazord, like, final slash, because...
Z-O-B?
You know, no, because you know how usually with every default Megazord slash, they do, like, the slash, but they do it, like, the three times? So, this time it was, like... 3, 2, 1! And, they like, really literally slashed three times.
Did you say it in English, too?
The literal, like, the fucking after images of the slash just all merged into one at the end.
They use the number motif well.
Yes.
Is the answer.
And also, yeah, their consoles, they have cubes, and they spin them, and they're fucking cool.
They dice roll
to navigate. I kind of like that.
I like it, too.
I like how...
No. Wait, hang on just 1 second. Roll the crit.
I'll admit. Wait.
I rolled summon crest.
Even when they're in the Megazord, they're separated, right?
No, they're next to each other.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I like how we actually got to see the window that they're looking out.
Yeah, that was cool. It's always cool to get like out of that.
So.
Oh, they defeat the monster.
Yeah, defeat the monster.
Were you surprised?
Yeah.
So then
they die. Show over.
So then they're like, "Oh shit! The Link Cube's destroyed. Like, we have to find like another one or a way to get back home." And it's like, "Well, it's gonna be like." Tough looking like this or whatever like that. Instantly the cube zero changers make them give them human forms. And they're like, holy
convenience.
Or no, even before that, just like Yamato's or it's like, oh, we don't even have a place to live, what are we gonna do? Yamato's like, guys, I'll take care of you. It's
guys,
okay.
Guys, I got this.
And Leo just goes, Dinga! And just like runs him, hugs him, and starts like nuzzling him like a cat. And I'm just like,
Leo's gonna be a fan favorite.
Yeah.
He's my favorite already! And then just...
Tusk shows up being emo.
Yeah! Tusk is an asshole!
And next episode, from the look of the promo, is the episode where Red and Green decide to start fucking being friendly.
Lane, I'm gonna say this. Mm. I think what they're gonna do is they're gonna make it like, oh, why is Tusk so, like, why is Tusk act like that? Well, maybe humans did something, and he knows humans don't exactly treat the
forget.
Elephants never forget.
Oh,
never
forget.
That's
like
what they're gonna do.
I like that.
I'll bet you anything.
It also it was because Tusk also said himself. He's like, I don't want to be in debt to you.
Well, that too. Because as we all know, elephants never pay debts.
Ouch.
That's a Lannister.
And then the episode's over.
And then we get the ending, which...
Rife with animal puns!
Ichi's fucking wet dream.
This was like...
puns.
I swear to God, if Ichi's family was Japanese, this would be the family song. Because of how much goddamn puns there are.
Yeah, just lying around.
It was
pretty
very,
elephant.
It was elephant.
What was the other ones?
It is out of gas.
Why is it out of bullets?
Gas?
Gas power.
He wasted all the money.
No, it was fun. Like, they're dancing
and
in Zealand, like, in an open field.
And I'll admit, the new game isn't as good as the Ninja Turtles. Well, guess which box the animal's in.
Yeah, that's the thing. I went back and watched it and, like, had my eye glued to the red cube, and it doesn't give any hints. So
no,
it's just
guess. It is... Well, to be fair, it is random what the firework was going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, something is happening, like, you actually see fireworks have to count, and then at the end, they just, like, guess what animal is in the box, and...
No,
oh,
guess which box the
no,
animal
no, yeah,
is
then, but then I'm gonna assume every episode's a new animal.
Yeah.
This episode, it was a giant panda. I fucking hate pandas.
I love pandas.
Pandas are cunts!
Were you touched by a panda?
No! Pandas were spending too much goddamn time... No, I'll be the most politically incorrect bastard here, the one holding the gun.
Yeah.
Pandas are inconsiderate cunts who refuse to breed. This is nature saying they need to go extinct.
That's your problem?
That is my problem. No.
They refuse to breed?
No, for real? I'll be honest. Like, it's a tragedy when any animal goes extinct. And if the panda does go extinct, that'd be awful. I'll admit. But I'm just like, there are so many more animals that are actually actively trying to help themselves in a way. That
Pandas
we so,
just don't get
pan, but pandas get like all the endorsements, all the money, all the charities because they look cute.
Well, I mean, it's not like pandas know they're going extinct.
That's the way, that, dude, that's the thing. I know this is not the time or place, but, like, the fact is they don't breed. Even in the wild, they just don't breed. They're underbreed.
They're lazy fuckers.
That's how you... exactly! That's natural selection!
If Shirakuma Cafe has taught me anything, pandas are lazy-ass motherfuckers!
They are lazy. All they care about is themselves. But they are in...
Raven's just nodding in full agreement.
What do you like to do for work? Oh, I like to lay around...
I can't believe we're having...
If you like pandas, whatever. I admit they're cute.
If you like pandas, like, comment, and subscribe.
I gave up on the panda so long ago.
No,
because here's the thing. Every goddamn panda... And I know this is a weird thing to say, especially coming from Toronto, where we just had a panda birth, but good for them.
For two
pandas. Yeah, two twins, yeah. Well, two twins. No. I go to the immortal words of Jim Jeffries, one of my favorite comedians, and his whole tirade on pandas, how he talks about how... You know, you got two pandas they put in a cage. Every other animal on Earth will go, there's another of my kind, I'm gonna fuck it. They say, look, panda, there's a panda, go fuck it. You put me in a cage with anything, in a week I'll fuck it.
Well, you heard it here first. Sal has panned the pandas.
It's pandemonium up in here.
Oh!
I am looking forward to Jew-Oger.
Oh, me too, it seems.
I have
more Leo, please.
I have tentative optimism.
That's the best term to use.
Because, I'll admit, as far as first episodes go, I liked it a lot. It introduced its characters. It introduced what type of characters they were. Again, maybe it's just because we're coming off the sourness of Ninja, but I just can't get over how much I'm already like this Red Ranger. Because he's not an asshole and he's not an idiot.
He's not a child.
We'll see. But maybe that's why they wrote themselves like into that. Where like, because the fact is, he's a scientist.
And
if he's a stupid scientist, that's just idiotic.
And the best part is about him is that he's super kind-hearted and and he's willing to help the Zoomans, like, take shelter them while they're at Earth. Show them, like, you know, what there is to do.
He's a caring guy.
Yeah, because he seems to care about animals a shit ton, especially since he's a zoologist, so he just feels like he needs to help these people. And probably, especially since he's dealt with the eagle Zooman as well as a kid, so...
Well, we don't know what happened. He just found him in the woods or something, I think.
Yeah, maybe. We'll get more of the story.
I'll admit that it would have been nice...
Some Green Lantern shit.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I don't like this. It seemed to me that the girls, unfortunately, didn't get too much characteristics. Or was that just me?
I think they put out very briefly that Amu is Genki and Sela is the mature one.
Yeah, Sarah's the oldest of them.
But it just sucked because like with Tomato, I almost called him Tomato. With him,
Tomato.
With him, you know, he's the kind-hearted one. Leo's the wild one.
Yep.
And you know, Tusk is like the one.
The Yakumo.
Yeah.
You know, every time
do not compare him to Yakumo, please.
You know how difficult that comparison was?
It was pretty easy. But I will say I'm looking forward to next week's episode.
I've been looking forward to the next week's episode since first episode ended.
There's only one thing I'm missing.
What?
I miss Kasumi.
Okay. Eh. All right, before we get into our future topic, Lane, give us one more call. You do that really good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that one.
Damn.
Oh, that was good. Come on, leave him alone.
Jukinga!
Oh, God, move on.
Eagle!
Can we
prepare for the next year of that.
Shock! So, yeah, Zoolander, man, like,
it's Jew-Oger, damn it!
I'm excited.
You're both right.
I could honestly say I liked the first episode.
Yeah.
So,
and you know,
I had fun.
Yeah, and you know, there's going to be a lot of hilarious antics of just them like seeing other animals. Like Sarah's going to see a person eating a fish and be like, "Oh my god!" And then like Leo's going to see like a lion in the zoo or something and be like, "Hey, can you hook me up?"
I just thought of something actually. Well, yeah. But he's a zoologist. What if he actually studies animals, like, in zoos and stuff? And, like, he comes up and goes, dude, you've got to introduce me to her. or maybe Leo's into interracial stuff and he wants to meet the nice jaguar lady.
And then that'll bring the jaguar cubes over for fucking Raven. And
then,
there you go!
Oh, it's his son!
Bagheera!
No, brother.
Anyways, I think the best thing we can say about Jew-Oger Episode 1 is that it was a good building block.
Fuck off.
Last one.
Okay, I'll say this. It was a good first episode, but nothing will ever beat O-Ranger for first episode-wise, but this was a really good...
This was a good start.
Good start.
It's been a while. It's been a long time since I was looking forward to next week's Sentai.
Hashtag confirmed for October. We're watching O-Ranger O-Tober.
That was long.
So we decided we're going to forego our special feature topic for this week just because we did lot about Zuoger.
We went on longer than we thought
but
we
would.
But
you know what? That's awesome. I like when we get in-depth about like stuff like this. So.
No, I've got it. October.
High five. All right. This is the Cast Rangers signing out, and we'll see you next time. Sel?
I've got to do the things. So, first off, I apologize to anyone who was put off by my sickness. Hopefully I'll be good for next week.
I know
week.
I was.
You're making me sick.
Oh, I probably am.
Sick of you being sick.
So, everyone, thanks for listening. As always, you can subscribe to us many different ways. Our hub website is castranger.podbean.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can join our Facebook page, which is simply Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. And you can tweet at us at Ixy Studios or at any of our individual Cast Ranger Twitters. Mine is Blue Cast Ranger.
I'm Pink Caster. Or you can follow me on my regular Twitter, Lytrid, or as it's right now, Zuo Lytrid.
I was gonna say, also, we should be having a special for you soon.
Yeah, there may be a special appearance next week, but I'm not gonna say.
We may lie to you, we may not.
That's not what I was talking about.
We may be lying.
A special recording, because we're going to AFK Con.
Depending on when this goes up, we may or may not have recorded our second AFK Con special.
And guess what, guys? I'm going!
Yay!
It'll be my It'll be my official convention.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You're popping your cherry with AFK Con. That's going to be messy.
At least there won't be too many people around to watch.
Exactly.
Well, you never know.
You never know. Probably not.
And fuck it, I'll just say.
If anything like last year, we may be the only people there.
We are riffing two episodes of Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Because we hate ourselves.
Because we're Tim Curry.
Hype.
Gun Gun Mina.
Gridman.
I've been meaning to rewatch that series, so yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
But yes, everybody, this is Radio Sentai, Cast Ranger, and...
And oh god, please help us! Cell's gonna kill all of us! Like, he's got guns pointed to all our heads right now! Please, please, just send help!
Comment.
Anywhere!
Send comments.
No!
Comments for later!